Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's AP preseason college football poll out. Ohio State ranked number one as they were in the recently released coaches poll. Buckeyes followed by Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Texas in the top five. Rest of the top ten, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. The PGA Tour today designated the Memorial Tournament, Muirfield Village, as one of their top-tier championship division events. This means the event in 2028 will have a field of 120 with a purse of $20 million. First of a doubleheader in Cincinnati. Fourth inning, Reds trail St. Louis 2-0. Second game tonight, Andre Pallante pitching for the Cardinals against the Reds. Rhett Lauder, Cleveland Guardians with a night off there at home of San Francisco tomorrow. This update brought to you by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling together to serve you better. Scheduled today at thewaterworks.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is out. So the dirty rotten girl is in.
Hi.
Jen Winters is here.
The stupid bee is here.
I'm
What's
so
up,
glad.
You stupid
Can
bee?
I tell you something?
Oh.
I told my daughter today that I was working with you.
Oh, and she said, oh, God, Dad, I'm sorry.
Make sure she doesn't swear.
Yeah.
I'll do what I can, but I can't control your mouth.
No, I've already said some bad stuff before we went on air.
Well, that's okay.
I know.
That's accepted around here.
That's pre-show.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. You're going to be okay with him?
Yes, I love him.
I know.
He's my best friend.
Every single time we have Jason on, you sexually assault him through the phone.
I don't do that.
You just want to take him and grab him.
I seriously, like every night, I want him to call me as I go to sleep so he can tell me stories about Greg Maddux and Tony Gwynn. That's all I want.
And he will.
I know. Just fall asleep listening to Jason Stark talking about baseball. It would be amazing.
Got a text from our fearless leader, Fishy.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Saying that he collapsed while walking the dog. He fell.
Yeah.
And could not get up. So a stranger had to come pick him up off of the street with the dog.
He had life alert for strangers.
The stranger put him in a car. Oh. By the way, this is a nice Samaritan. I need to talk to this person. Put him in the car. Brought him to the ER.
Oh, my God.
Found out today he has a torn patella tendon. Surgery on Wednesday. We're not going to see him for a couple weeks.
No.
Which means we're not going to see anybody in this office for a couple weeks.
Was Charlie with him?
Who's Charlie?
That's his dog.
Yeah. I didn't know the dog's name was Charlie.
Oh, well, was Charlie at the hospital with Fish?
Oh, yeah. We're at the hospital with Fish.
Stop it.
Oh. Fishy torn patella tendon.
Oh, poor Charlie. Oh. Charlie had to go deal with the hospital. Oh.
So we hope that Fish is doing well and he's resting and he's heavily medicated while he listens to this show.
I was going to say, save some of the meds for us, Fish. Mm-hmm.
First AP poll of the season is out, came out today at noon. And Ohio State opens up at number one as a surprise to no one. They were number one in the coaches poll.
Yes.
So Ohio State's number one in the AP poll. Here's your top 10. Oregon is 2, Georgia 3, Notre Dame 4, Texas 5, Indiana 6, despite having the second most first place votes, which mirrors the coaches poll.
Yeah.
Miami 7th, Texas A&M 8, Ole Miss 9, Oklahoma 10. Your other Big Ten teams, you have USC at 14, you have Michigan at 16, Washington 17, Penn State 18, and Iowa is 22. So the Big Ten, well represented. This is not much different from the coaches poll.
No.
Texas and Notre Dame flip-flop in the top 10. AP to coaches poll, but here we are. I mean, we're a couple weeks away from the season starting. You have the number one team in the country, mm-hmm. at least on paper. This is, Danberg told me, and I was surprised, only the third time since the year 2000 that the Buckeyes have started the season number one AP. I thought it'd be more than that.
That seems odd.
It does, doesn't it?
And off.
I thought it would be more than that.
Oh, well, that's fine.
So what's your expectations as we head into the season, Jen?
You know what my expectations
are. I know what they are.
Always
but
and forever,
say,
and then you look at the schedule and you're just like,
that's
oh,
what I was
going to
say,
God.
Is that you have what looks to be a very difficult schedule.
I mean, it's a gauntlet. It is not easy whatsoever.
Which doesn't bother me. It really doesn't.
It's good to see them be tested. I think it's important. I think, you know, the fact that you got Ball State, okay, fine. It's a MAC school. But then you go right into Texas, and it's just like, okay, this is real. It's really, really real. And, like, we're not seeing this anymore. We used to see more of this at the beginning of seasons, and now it's like we got to take a step back, and we have to, you know, bring in these smaller schools. And
well, I think we could, in a couple years, go away with all non-conference games.
Yeah.
And you're just scheduling Big Ten teams. And the SEC can schedule their conference teams and, you know, whoever's left in the Big 12 or the ACC for us to cherry pick, you know, to one of those two conferences can be welcomed in. But I think that's what we're going to.
Yeah.
I think we're going to look at a time like this with big time non-conference games. We sort of already see it to a certain point because, like, in the SEC, they play their big non-conference games normally neutral site.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we are going to see it, I can see that being the case where it's neutral site only. Nobody's doing home and homes anymore. But when you look at the schedule this year for Ohio State, you know, very rarely sometimes do we sit back and actually look at the season through the lens of a fan.
Right.
We look at it through, what does my team have to do to win? How are they going to be the best? And that's great. But from a fan perspective, game to game, we've had seasons, Jen, where we haven't been able to look forward to anything.
No.
For like 7 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case this year.
Absolutely.
We're going to have nail biters,
not.
We would think, 6 of these 12 games.
Well, and it's crazy. This is the first time in how long that we're not playing Penn State.
Right.
So we're swapping out Penn State for USC, for Washington.
Which I have no problem with.
No, wait. They don't play Washington this year. They play Oregon this year. But still, it's just like, it's a gamut. It's going to be tough for them to get through. I mean, even Iowa. I know we always talk about Iowa as like not living up to expectations.
Going to Iowa.
But going to Iowa
is always a different
totally
animal.
Different. I mean, the crowd is right there.
Yes.
You are like, there is no room between the players and the crowd in that stadium. And it's a totally different environment. So it's going to be, I'm excited for it. I want to say they're going to go, you know, undefeated, but that's not going to happen, I don't think.
Probably not.
I can see them, you know, if they lose two games, I will be very upset, but at the same time, I understand why.
But this is also the nature of modern college football.
Yeah.
Right? If they lose two games, they're still a playoff team.
Exactly.
Now, you don't want them to lose the game.
Right.
Right? I mean, we can perhaps excuse away some early jitters on the road against Texas, but as the season goes, we've heard all this stuff. We'll hear from Ryan Day later on in the show, too, because he spoke after practice on Saturday, had some interesting comments. We've heard all this stuff about how Julian Sayens found his voice.
I sure hope he has,
right?
Because the way we ended the season last year against Miami, he looked so scared and unable to command that offense.
Well, hopefully that changes.
And I hope
that changes.
That it's true that he has found his voice.
I hope that Arthur Smith and Ryan Day also trust him,
right,
to maybe do some things that he wasn't able to do last year. And I know we focus a lot on, you know, running the ball. We had that with CJ too, where it's like, dude, if there's 10 in front of you, just take it. No one is saying they expect Julian Sayin to be reckless or go in the tent every 5 seconds like Jackson Dart. All right?
Right.
But if it's in front of you, take the easy yards.
Yeah.
Take the play.
And he shouldn't be afraid to do that. The offensive line is better than it has been over the past few years.
It's experienced.
Exactly.
Right? How great is it ultimately going to be? I don't know, but it's experience.
But if you trust that offensive line, then you take that. You run those 5 yards. You take that. I think there's so much pressure on, say, in this season. We wanted him to win the Heisman last year. We want him to win the Heisman this year, you know? So it's just like, my hope is that he comes into this season and he is as confident as they say that he is. And he is able to command that offense Ball State is the first game, obviously.
Going
down to Austin, yes, and seeing what they can do against Texas is going to really put, the way that I view the whole season is going to be how they play against Texas.
I think defensively too, because, you know, let's not forget, and I'm sure they're having this conversation.
I mean, there was a lot of turnover on the defense
in Austin where, you know, they're saying, well, you didn't see our full offense last year because we didn't trust Arch Manning to do anything.
Right.
And it's like, I totally get that. And Arch Manning is going to be a different player and a better player. He got better as the season went. And I expect to see a different Texas offense. The other side of that is, I hope to see a better Ohio State offense too.
Yes.
Because they didn't really let Julian Sayin do anything in that game either. No. I understand why. A victory is a victory. You got to get out of there and beat them however you can, whether it's sloppy or not. But I expect to see two competent offenses going at it.
Absolutely.
What was the final score of last year's game again?
Hold on.
I got to look at that. What was it, Teddy? Like 17-7
or 14-7.
14-7.
Yeah.
I will bet my left nut that we don't have a 14-7 game in Austin this season. Fans can vote for the Heisman this year. Details coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid eastbound 70s off-ramp to Alum Creek Drive on the east side that is currently closed due to an accident. And there's a 10-minute delay due to a crash blocking two right lanes on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from US 33 to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Now your basement leaking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
It's on night!
After the games are over Friday night,
keep it locked on The Fan for high school football overtime. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran keep you up to date with all the latest news and scores.
Your home for Friday Night Lights. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
For the afternoon, some scattered showers and a few thunderstorms do remain possible. Otherwise, more clouds than sunshine, humid, highs in the lower 80s. Overnight, mostly clear skies develop. We'll watch for some areas of fog. For your Tuesday, morning fog, then mostly sunny and somewhat less humid, highs around 81. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gertz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. What are they known for at Tri-State Men's Health, Jen?
Pee-pee working.
Pee-pees, right?
Yeah, making the pee-pee work.
They fix limp pee-pees and testosterone and men problems. Well, you know what a man problem is? I'm a man. Weight loss can be a men problem.
Yeah.
Man problem. Anyway, so they're branching out. They're not just focusing on pee-pees anymore. They're doing GLP-1 weight loss strategies via telehealth. Yes! Offering telehealth for their medical weight loss programs. They start by taking the time to understand your particular health situation, your goals, and your long-term success before recommending treatment options. And just like your pee-pee, it's not one size fits all. All right, what works for Sally is not going to work for Susie, even though this is Tri-State Men's Health, and I should have used two male names. Whatever.
We don't judge.
We don't judge here.
No. No.
Just got to say it.
Sorry.
I want you to call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
There you go.
They put the number in here? You know, I've been reading this forever. You'd think I would know it. Here it is. 1-800-900-9654. Do it now. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. Jen Winters is here with me today. Timmy is out. What did I tease for you?
Something.
Oh, fans can vote for the Heisman.
Yes.
Now. I saw this story today. The new team at Heisman has launched Heisman Hopefuls, a data storytelling and fan voting platform Aimed at expanding the conversation about the award given to the most outstanding player in college football. Yeah. Here's what it is. They are allowing a fan vote. The winner of the fan vote. And, of course, they're going to unveil every single week who's leading in the fan vote.
Oh.
Right? The winner of the fan vote will be unveiled live on ESPN on the weekend of conference championship games. The players ranking first, second, and third will be logged as the first official Heisman ballot. Now, there are hundreds of Heisman ballots out there.
Right.
This will just account for one of them.
That's still kind of cool, though, that it gives you the opportunity.
Right. This is the first time that fans have directly had an impact with Heisman voting. And I know some of the people that have Heisman votes.
Yeah, some of them work here.
They do? Who has a Heisman vote here?
Reeser does, and I think Bo does.
I didn't realize Reeser had one.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, a lot of the people that I know that have Heisman votes are very, very stupid. Reeser and Bo,
they are not
included.
They are not.
Not included, Teddy. Don't look at me like that. But now you can be just as stupid as them with your very own Heisman vote.
I vote for who's cutest.
You do?
Every time. Yes.
Like sexy cute or adorable cute?
Just depends on what they look like. Then I'll make the decision.
Like Julian Sayin's more adorable
cute. Yeah, he's... Hi. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? I haven't heard him this year. I've been told that his balls have dropped.
Wait, he's gone through puberty.
Well, got a regular girlfriend now, according to the Columbus Dispatch
that they've... She's on Instagram, isn't she?
They're all on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of on Instagram, I brought up Jackson Dart in the last segment.
Yeah.
Because he's upset that he's always being evaluated in the blue tent for a concussion, which he was again.
Well, he's like a bullseye on him. I mean, his last name is Dart, so.
He was evaluated again this past weekend in their preseason game, and he's wondering why they'd keep throwing me in there.
Maybe it's like, shut your mouth.
Well, maybe because they look at your face and you have this vapid, like, I'm not there look on your face.
It's those glassy eyes.
Like,
and
he must be concussed. No, he's just stupid.
No.
Have you seen his GF on the Instagram?
No, I have not.
Yeah, she has a lot of the superficial things that men would find attractive.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Teddy, look her up. I don't think they're real.
Well, do you think she'll stick around as he's slowly deteriorating and the brain becomes mush as he turns 30?
As long as those checks clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
USA
Dart.
Not your guy?
Not my guy.
USA Today is ranking the Big Ten quarterbacks. And there's a lot of good ones to choose from in this conference, and I went into this. I clicked on the link, and I said, well, I wouldn't be surprised if Julian Sayin's not number one. To my surprise, though, he was number one on this list. Number two, Dante Moore from Oregon. Number three, Damon Williams Jr. from Washington. Number four, Josh Hoover from Indiana. Jaden Maivea from USC is number five. Nico from UCLA is number six with his cracked helmet. Rocco Becht from Penn State. He's got moxie. He's number seven. Bryce Underwood is number eight.
Oh, you love to see it. You really do. Love to see him
then you have
so low.
Anthony Caldera, whatever his name is, from Nebraska. Drake Lindsey from Minnesota, but who the hell cares? Let's focus on the first couple names on this list. I think Julian Sayin has the ability to win the Heisman Trophy this year and take the Buckeyes to their ultimate goal, which is beat Michigan, win the Big Ten, win a national championship. However, are you surprised that Dante Moore did not get the nod here as the number one guy? And my question to you, two-parter. You know what they told me the first day of broadcasting school?
Yeah.
Never ask two-part questions. I'm going to ask you a two-part question right now. Okay? two-parter. Do you think that Dante Moore should have been number one? And if you had a choice, it's this Buckeye team, right? You can plop Dante Moore onto this Buckeye team. He knows all the plays. That's not going to be an issue. He's all caught up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
Or stick with Julian Sayin. What would you do?
Seeing Dante Moore play against Indiana last year, he had, three interceptions in the two games against the Hoosiers?
That's right.
And now, granted, we all saw what happened against Indiana in the Big Ten, you know, championship game.
Julian didn't fare much better.
He didn't fare much better, but at the same time, it was a closer game. Granted, Julian looked a little lost there against Miami. I still want Julian over Dante.
Take Julian over Dante Moore. Teddy, if you could take Julian Sain or Dante Moore, which one you taking?
That's how you put me on the spot.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, because I really think the pros love Dante Moore better than Julian Sain, just because of his arm strength and his mobility. He's a little better than Julian. Julian may be, you know, better accuracy, obviously, because he was, what, like 80%, you know, on completion percentage. So it's a really tough debate. I might roll with my guy Julian, but that's because he's here right now. But probably I'm being truly honest, I think Dante's slightly better than him.
I don't disagree. I think Dante's probably a little bit better than him.
Sorry, I'm a homer.
That's not, well, I hope to be a homer too. I hope that when the season opens up and, you know, Julian Sain goes to Austin and throws for 9 touchdown passes or whatever the hell he does, we're all saying, my God, how do you ever doubt this guy? And it's not so much we doubt Julian Sain, at least I don't doubt Julian Sain. I just look at Dante Moore and think he's really damn good.
But does Dante Moore have the weapons that Julian has and will have this season? That's the other thing, though, is like, how...
No, but you're putting Dante Moore on this team with the weapons that Ohio State has. I mean, he's throwing the ball.
I know he's throwing the ball.
To Jeremiah Smith.
I know.
And
Oregon's got some pretty good wide receivers,
too. No, they do. You're right.
They do, but I just think of what we have here, and it's... I don't want to say it's an embarrassment of riches, but it's pretty damn good.
You're not switching out the skill positions now.
No.
He's coming here.
I know.
Ryan Day's also been salivating over Bo Jackson.
I know. I love that, though.
Fine with me.
Let him run. Let him run, damn it. Let him run. Like, stop, like, hiding him. Because I felt like they were hiding him last year.
Were they hiding him last year?
I don't, or not letting him go to his full potential.
Well, I guess they were also probably cautious.
Yes.
Because he was inexperienced.
True, but that's what makes you more experienced, though. Also, he was an answer on ESPN Jeopardy. So cool.
You love Jeopardy.
I do, and I really love ESPN Jeopardy. I am at the third episode, and guess who's on there?
Who's on the third episode?
John Hamm.
Well, you like yourself some John Hamm today.
Yeah.
I heard
yeah.
John Hamm's going to be a father.
He is. Good for him.
Would you have his baby?
And no, because that's gross, and I don't ever want to think about that. But
what if it was John Hamm? I'm not saying think about it with your current husband.
I'll adopt a baby with John Hamm. How about that?
You wouldn't birth
a
baby?
No. That scares the crap out of me, and I do not ever want to think about that. What happens to a woman's body when that happens, and then what happens during and after?
It's one day.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
No.
Actually, it's one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves.
No, I'd rather.
It is disgusting.
I don't know.
It's a disgusting miracle.
It is a disgusting miracle, but no, I don't. No, thank you. I'm good.
You don't have any desire to pass on your seed to the next generation.
Unless they took like eggs from me, fine.
You need a surrogate.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But no, I don't want to go through that. And I'm old anyway, so I can't do that now.
You know what I would love? I would love if we played a little joke.
Huh?
Now, Wednesday, the schedule is going to look like this. It's going to be Nicole for the 3 o'clock hour
awesome.
With me. It's going to be Tyler Danberg.
Awesome.
The 4 o'clock hour. My first chance to really work with him.
Oh, you haven't worked with him yet?
No, just really muddy him up. I mean, I sit next to him every single day.
Such a good clean
boy.
But
I'm just, I know, and he's going to be so filthy by the time it's done. But then you're going to be on the 5 o'clock hour. I would love for you to come in on Wednesday and really screw with Nicole.
No,
you got to listen to me. This will make for great radio. It's a good practical joke. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about it in 2 minutes.
Oh, look at that tease.
That's a tease. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got slowdown due to a crash blocking the left lane on northbound 71 at 5th Avenue on the north side. And there's a 15-minute delay due to an accident blocking two lanes on northbound 270 between US 33 and I-70 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at OhioBasementAuthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I have an excellent idea for Jen Winters to play a practical joke on Nicole Sheeran. But first, let me tell you about the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. So, you said that you never want to birth a child.
Right.
And I'm not breaking any news, really, unless you're Janet Jackson. That's probably not in the cards for you anyway, because you are approaching the big 5-0.
Yeah, I'm old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she did it at, like, what, 52?
Yeah. That's weird. This is weird. I mean, it's the Jackson family, so they do weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here's what you do. Nicole's going to be in here on Wednesday. You come in. You got to be serious now. You got to sell it. All right?
Okay.
And you say, Nicole, I am, what are you, 48, 47?
I'm 48.
48 years old. And I've been married for a long time. And Matt and I have decided that.
I'm not doing this.
No, you got to do it. Come on. She's not listening. She's out of town for another wedding.
Right.
She can't hear. We've really decided that we want to have a child. And a while ago, he had some of his stuff, you know, frozen. I had some of my stuff frozen. And we've been waiting for the right person to ask if they could be a surrogate. And you mean so much to me. And I have so much respect for you and what you do here. And you're of young birthing age. And I was wondering, and you don't have a man in your life. This doesn't complicate things.
God.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind, if it's not too much trouble, carrying our child to full term.
And then she'll slap me across the face.
No,
and
you
be
know what?
Like, no.
She's so nice, she'd probably do it. She'd probably do it. What do you think, Teddy? If Nicole was put on the spot like that, she probably would say yes.
Well, initially she probably would. She might have to rethink it later down the road, but initially she'd probably be like, oh yeah.
Oh sure. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
No.
Oh, yay, Jen.
But she couldn't go to all those weddings, and she can't go to, you know, do all the football things. And
why can't she do the football things? She can't work because she's pregnant?
She can, but, you know, no, I'm not going to do that.
Actually,
but
it's a great excuse for her not to have to carry her own camera and equipment. You know, they'll have to give her
true.
A photog.
You know, non-sports Matt has just texted.
Oh, what did he say about
the
it?
The F.
See? You work with me for one day, and I make you guys parents.
No. We can barely take care of Harley.
Harley's your dog.
She's my dog.
By the way, I know also that you have a lovely niece.
Oh, Whitley.
That you love, Whitley, from
best.
A different world.
Yes.
And her father, your brother,
my
Eric,
brother.
It's his birthday
it
today.
It is. Happy birthday, Eric. He is 45, which is knuckin' futz, because I cannot believe that he is that close to 50.
You know,
I'm even closer.
It makes me nervous even when you say it like that.
Oh, it's cute. Come on.
I know.
But happy birthday, Eric. And Whitley, I love you. And tell your dad to stop farting so much. Thanks. That's a thing that happens. He sends me videos of her saying, Auntie Jen, stop farting so much.
Do you fart a lot?
Not
in her
as
presence?
Much as, no, I never farted in her. I burp, but she thinks that's funny. I can force a burp, but I don't fart in her presence.
We had preseason football this past weekend.
Yes,
Browns and Bears. Deshaun Watson played the entire first half for the Brownies. If you look at it on paper,
He was
11 of 15 for a buck 26. They scored 10 points when he was in the game. Ran the ball a couple times. Did fumble. Had a delay of game penalty. But the quotes that I'm reading from Todd Monken after the game.
It's just, he's so awesome. It was so great to see him out there.
It almost read like, right, almost read like a fanboy. It was awesome. It was so cool to watch him play. I get all the frustration, fans himself, but for him to come back and work as he did, and an unbelievable credit to him. And to go out there, he was having fun today, and that's so cool. I thought he really functioned at a high level. We don't want to be taking timeouts. We sure as heck can't take delay of games, but it was fun watching him play and watching us put up the next step forward and see where we're at. All right. Here's what I learned on Saturday. Actually, I knew it, and it was confirmed. There's no good option on this team.
No.
Because Deshaun Watson is not any good.
No.
And then Shedeur Sanders comes in, and he's not any good either.
No.
He's not going to be good.
No, he's not.
But at least there's this element of the unknown with Shedeur Sanders.
Wait, he's still young.
Well, that's what I mean.
And he can still learn, but I would not want him to learn from Deshaun Watson.
Well, unfortunately, they're both going to be on the team together. But now, watch. I'll say this, and then Shedeur goes out preseason game number two and throws like 17 interceptions somehow. But I don't really see the benefit for this team that's not going to be very good. I know you're paying them a lot of money, but that has nothing to do with this at this point. You need to see and know for sure that you have nothing with Shedeur Sanders. I mean, you have nothing with Dylan Gabriel.
No, absolutely nothing with Dylan Gabriel.
I don't care what he puts on film the rest of the preseason. He's not a starting quarterback in this league.
No, but, booster seat. Go sit down.
But, yeah, I like how some of the comments on Saturday is like, he looks like Josh Allen out there. It's like, hey, if he's a foot shorter, that's the difference. He looks like Josh Allen running around. Okay. The difference is Josh Allen, you're afraid to hit him because he's so damn big.
Mm-hmm.
And he can toss that rock around.
Yes. He's a sturdy man. Can't get very far in the playoffs, but, you know, can get you there.
It's going to change this year.
Oh, because of the new terrible stadium?
It's not terrible.
Just obstructed seats here and there and
people
everywhere.
People just don't love new things. They're going to fix all that.
Well, they played in glorified high school stadiums. So, I mean,
anything
should just be, you know, great for them.
No, you know what the Buffalo fans are really upset about now? Is they finally have to pay like modern stadium prices.
Yeah.
And they're not used to that.
Yeah. But
wait till those PSLs go on sale for the new Browns Dome, by the way, I think is this week, isn't it?
Seriously?
Or September? Is that when the new PSLs go on sale? Because I just saw that the Haslams opened up like the sales center for the luxury suites,
mm-hmm.
for the new place where you can go in and immerse yourself with virtual views. And
is this by where the stadium is going to be?
I don't know.
Where
I think they opened it at the current stadium.
Huntington Bank Stadium. Oh, geez.
Well, wherever it is, it's going to be invitation only. Like, you can't have Joe Schmo walk in there and say, I want to see the new suite, luxury suite. I don't know why he sounds like that. You got to be a uppity up to even get the invite to be pre-approved for a luxury box. But you can buy one starting soon.
Whew.
And PSLs go on sale.
I need some DSLs for a PSL.
Well, you're a Steeler fan.
Yeah. And it's funny, I've seen...
They did PSLs at that stadium, didn't they?
They did. But I've never been to Acrisure or Heinz Field.
You've never been there?
I took a tour there.
You've never seen a game?
No.
You've got to put a stop to that. This is the Aaron Rodgers victory parade.
I don't have any Steelers fans who I know in town who would go with me to a game. So that's fun. Matt would not go with me.
Well, first of all, there's tons of Steeler fans in town. Isn't Cole a big Steeler fan?
Yeah, but
Cole can go with you.
I mean, I guess we could do that. I mean, but that's, I don't know. It's just
weird. Things get awkward for you guys because of your past relationship?
No.
No.
Not old enough to pee his mom. No, I've been to 3 Steelers games all up in Cleveland, and 2 of them were in the suite, and they were very nice. The suites there are nice.
Oh, 2 of them were in the suite?
Yeah. We had 50-yard line suite tickets.
Well, looky here.
That was the job that I used to have before here, and then I got to go on the sidelines. Before the game.
Look at you.
And I cried. because I was so excited.
I'm sure you were.
Mike Tomlin walked right past me, and I just felt all of this like greatness and sadness all at the same time.
Did you speak to him?
I just said hi, and he waved at me, and that was it.
You know Chuck Noll was at my wedding.
I know. It's so awesome. It's so great.
He didn't know he was at my wedding. He was just there.
Well, maybe...
He was all there. He wasn't all there at that at this point.
No, he's. I mean, that was...
His wife said,
say congratulations, Chucky.
Congratulations, Chucky.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Mr. Noll.
Tom Landry is at my wedding.
He was?
So, yeah. He was?
Just his hat,
wow.
though. It was a skeleton in the hat. Yeah. That's all.
Was Don Shula at your wedding, Jen?
He was. I think he was still alive when I got married, maybe.
Shula? Sure. Yeah, he was still alive.
He just died recently, right? He, like within the past couple of years.
He lived to be pretty old, didn't he?
I think so.
Steakhouse still kicking? Don Shula's Steakhouse?
Oh, I'm sure. I met Dick Vermeil. He was really old.
Was he crying?
No, he had a cane. He was walking.
When did you meet him?
Last year.
Where were you?
At the Blue Jackets. They do a thing. They didn't do it last
year.
They
did Dick Vermeil night at the Blue Jackets game?
They did Dick Vermeil night. No, they do a thing with the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so they had Dick Vermeil and Anthony Munoz.
Oh, nice.
And it was awesome. Like, just to get to meet both of those guys was amazing. And, you know, Anthony Munoz.
Did you see his pinky?
Yeah,
you know who's got a finger like that?
Who?
Joshua Perry.
Oh, he does,
yes,
doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
That's real.
Just decides to go the other direction.
I made non-sports Matt almost puke. He was there, and I was like, look at that. And he's like, what the hell is going on with his finger?
That's a lifetime of playing in the trenches, my friend. Yes. That's what a Hall of Famer looks like. That's what a Hall of Famer's finger looks like.
So gross. Shula passed away in 2020.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So he was probably close to 100.
Yeah. Still undefeated. Good job.
Ryan Day with some interesting comments after practice on Saturday. We will hear from the coach coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid eastbound 70s off-ramp to Alum Creek Drive on the east side. That's closed due to an accident. And we've got about a five-minute holdup due to a crash on westbound 33 from Post Road to US 42. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube.
Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth.
Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there.
Head to YouTube and subscribe today. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. Well, concrete coatings, but they specialize in garage floors. And that's what I am talking to you about today. Maybe you've done something to your garage floor in the past. Maybe you tried to DIY it. You put a little flex down and you painted it with some cheap epoxy crap. And then it looks like crap. Maybe another company came in, did a crappy job. That's where Comer and Cross come in. They are the leaders in this business, the gold standard. Half of their business is coming in and fixing other people's shoddy work. They make their own chemicals, Jen.
Ooh.
They manufacture their own chemicals at a plant in Michigan.
That's how you know they care.
That's right. Because all these other companies, you know what they do? They import chemicals.
And who knows what kind of crap is in that.
It's like drugs. They're cutting it with other things to save money and make those chemicals last longer.
Mm-mm.
But at Comer and Cross, they use such potent chemicals that if you take one good whiff of it, dead.
Whoa.
Instantly.
But I mean,
they're not going to die.
Right. But it's
because they know how to do it.
Right. And it's safe when they come and do that in your garage.
Absolutely. Yes. As long as you don't run out when the floor is wet and lick it.
We would hope that that is not a thing that's happening.
They're going to be so happy with this spot.
Oh my God.
They're going to do such a great job. They're going to guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip. crack or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. They're all certified uniform pros, no subcontractors ever at Comer and Cross. Just don't lick the garage floor before it's dried. Call them today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. ComerCross.com. ComerCross.com.
You should do a jingle for them.
Don't lick the floor, Comer and Cross. It's so good that you'll probably die.
Oh, that's really good. Yes.
Wait till it dries.
Hey, Mike.
They'll even take the crap out of your garage for you. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know.
I got a lot of crap in my garage.
I know, me too.
That'll take them forever. Hey, Mike, guess what?
What?
There's a round of storms coming through Columbus.
Of course there is.
Sorry, I just had to let everybody know that because we haven't seen rain in about 2 hours.
I'll say this is the, I don't mind rain. I could do without the violent storms.
The violent storms are enough.
People are losing power and trees are coming down. Did you officially get power back too?
We finally got it back late Thursday night.
Okay.
And then now we're still trying to find someone to come out and take care of the tree.
But I'll tell you what though.
Man,
take
alive.
A mental picture of this August. It is August 17th. You go look outside, it looks like April. It's so green out there.
True.
You've never seen such a lush August in your life.
Usually the grass is just like brown and dry and
like
gross by this
living
point.
Living in Ireland, I expect to see sheep a-grazing.
Except these sheep are going to be in rowboats with all the flooding.
Ryan Day held a press conference on Saturday after practice to sort of reflect on how everything's gone so far. One thing he talked about was the decision to move Senior Day from the last game of the regular season to the first game of the season against Ball State.
Yeah, it first came to me from our administration as an idea, and we talked about it, had long conversations about it. The traditions at Ohio State here are significant and very, very strong, and something that we all respect. And what we don't want to do is, do anything that's going to disrupt any of those traditions. But when we look at all the things that go on that weekend, the way things have changed, there's some things that we thought about. And I think the first thing was if we want to keep that game, the much of that game, the focus on the game. And the more distractions we have, there's already enough distractions during that week. And so this was just one more thing that we felt like we could move. Then when we started to look at just, the way that college football is now, recognizing seniors, someone like Brandon Ennis is maybe a little different than Earl Little. And so we thought about maybe moving it up a week, and then we said, well, why don't we just recognize all the seniors at the beginning of the year, let them know how much we appreciate everything they've done, and then kind of, move on with the season. And sort of a different way to look at it. And so what we did is we brought it to the seniors to see what their take on it was, because we didn't want to do it without, their support. And I wasn't sure what to expect. They all were nodding quickly and said, yeah, I think that's a great idea. So we went with it, and we think it's going to allow us opportunity to really, kind of recognize them early in the season and then focus on the games.
All right, Ryan Day has to say certain things because he's a head coach,
right?
But what Ryan Day said there was, let's get all that crap out of the way.
I don't want to deal with that nonsense.
I don't want to deal with it. And he essentially said, I don't want to deal with that. It's a distraction, and I get that. You want to be as distraction-free as you possibly can for the Michigan game. And yes, of course, the players are going to nod in agreement because you probably presented it in a way like, we're going to do this.
Right.
What do you guys
think? You have no choice.
Right. Who's going to stand up and say, no, coach, I'd like to keep it the same. If it's all the same to you, it's not the same to me. Sit down.
Yeah. Like, we can just get through. I mean, it's a big day. Isn't that the day that Trestle goes into the...
That's right. It's Trestle's day as well.
The Ring of Honor or whatever it is up there. And yeah, he's going to ring the bell. Again,
so
didn't
we
ring the bell last year?
Victory bell. He can ring the bell whenever the hell he wants.
I guess you're right, yes.
You win a national championship at Ohio State. You're the lieutenant governor. You've done it all.
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Ring the bell before they
ring
win.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. What were you listening to this weekend?
What was I listening to this weekend?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I listened to a lot of Noel Gallagher's... It's Oasis technically, but I have this Spotify playlist where it's all demos of Oasis songs done by Noel Gallagher.
Nice.
Because he's my favorite.
Well, he wrote 99% of them.
And
so
the Be Here Now album is really good when it's just him singing it. So I listened to a lot of that and then watched a lot of Jeff Rosenstock, and I'm wearing a shirt now, The Bomb the Music Industry, which was one of his old bands. I got caught up in a YouTube rabbit hole.
I'm not quite as familiar with him.
He's very punk DIY. He has roots in
DIY.
Ska.
He does his own garage floor.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, puts the flex down.
Well, like when he first started, people would bring t-shirts to his shows and he had a stencil and he would spray paint from the stencil onto your shirt so you wouldn't have to buy a shirt. Like that's how, like, yeah. I love him.
Okay.
I love him so much. So yeah, that's what I listen to. Oh, and a little bit of Travis too, because we watched The Lanterns last night on HBO, which is, Green Lantern is a DC. I'm trying really hard not to mess this up.
Your husband's going to get very upset
right.
at you.
So
he's
Mr.
Green Comic
Lantern
Book.
Is a DC entity.
Right.
And it's Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart. And so they wanted to make a true crime sort of thing out of those two. And so the first episode last night aired. And Dougie from Travis, his wife is Kelly MacDonald, who was in Trainspotting. She played the sheriff in the show.
There's a lot of 6 degrees from.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, Dougie from Travis. So then this morning I listened to Travis.
Which album?
The first two. Oh my God. The Man Who.
The Man Who's the second one.
And then the first one, I think it was just. Wasn't it just Travis?
I don't know.
I
forget. I'm terrible with album names.
So, yeah. Sorry. That was a long. That was like Family Circus. That's what it was.
He went to preschool.
Jeffrey had to go from the library home. Yeah. So that's what I listen to.
More from Ryan Day. Plus, the state of Ohio is the dodgeball capital of the world.
I love that.
I will prove it to you. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Miller and US 33. And there's a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance, more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insurance for you. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hosting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Just like the coaches poll that came out recently, Ohio State preseason number one ended AP in today's AP college football poll. They're followed by Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Texas. In the top five, rest of the top 10, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. Ohio State's Julian Sand and Jeremiah Smith both today named preseason watch list for Walter Camp Award. PGA Tour today designated the Memorial Tournament at Muirfield Village in Dublin as one of their top-tier championship division events. Baseball today in Cincinnati. Eighth inning, the Reds trail St. Louis 2-1 in the first of a doubleheader. Cleveland Guardians have the night off. They'll be at home with San Francisco tomorrow. This update brought to you by Roosters, who's giving away 12 Ultimate Buckeye experiences, tickets, sideline passes, and trips to a Buckeye first-round postseason game. Register today at roosterswings.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is with me. By the way, if you want to see more of Timmy, go on The Fan's YouTube channel and watch Timmy Eats a Burger.
That was so fun.
We debuted it on Friday. I love the way that it came out.
It was
out.
Perfect.
And we'll do many more of those, but I thought Timmy did a great job, and the digital team here at The Fan did a good job of putting it together.
Yes, they did.
But if you love watching Timmy eat burgers, go on the YouTube channel. When the show's over, don't do it now. Listen to this show right now. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. You know what I love to see? I love when we've been watching professional baseball in this country for 150 years.
Yes.
Now, we haven't been watching it for 150 years. We're not Jeff Rimmer, who's been alive that entire time. right?
Right.
But it always amazes me when something happens for the first time.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that nuts?
It's crazy.
All the games that are played, you know, all the teams that are out there, both past and present, and something happened for the first time. Well, that happened with Cardinals outfielder Joshua Baez.
So cool.
He was playing the Cubs. When was it? Saturday.
Saturday.
So he's making his major league debut. Called up from the minors, had 30 family members in attendance at Wrigley Field for this game.
I mean, and that's your first game.
First game.
In that cathedral. Like, that's crazy.
First pitch he sees in Major League Baseball, he hits out of the park.
That's insane.
Estimated distance, 449 feet.
Lord.
Just crushed it.
Yeah.
First pitch he sees. Now, you would think just that would be a dream come true entry to Major League Baseball. However, in this game, he hit two other home runs.
That's so cool.
He is the only guy ever to debut in the major leagues with three home runs in his
crazy.
Debut. Is that nuts?
It is nuts. And I love it that it's like a rivalry game because the Cardinals and the Cubs like just do not like each other.
Right.
So I love to see that for the Cardinals.
He could do nothing for the rest of his career.
Oh, yeah.
And
no.
Be that footnote in Major League Baseball history.
It's so cool. And that's why I love baseball as much as I do, is because the attention to stats like that and you know, how cool that is and the fact that that's going to be something that sticks out forever.
Jason's made an entire career of it.
Yes. I mean, and that's why I think baseball is as awesome as it is. Like, we don't really get that geeked out about stuff in football or, you know, we'll see occasionally in basketball someone score like an insane amount of points, but nobody really cares. But something like baseball, and it's more difficult in baseball to do something as crazy as, you know, debut and hit three home runs.
150 years of professional baseball. It's never happened before.
It's so cool. I love it.
I heard, I forget who said it. You're a big music gal, so you'll relate to this. Was one of these bands or singers that had like a one-hit wonder, and you know, 20, 30 years later they're still asking him about the one hit.
Yeah.
And the person interviewing was almost apologizing. It's like, well, I know you've done so much more in your career, but we're talking about this one hit because it was really your only radio hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the person he was talking to, and damn it, I forget who it was, said it's actually a badge of honor, I think, to have a one-hit wonder, because I managed to do something that is so impactful that you're talking to me about it 30 years later.
See, and that's, you don't hear that.
How many other musicians who have, you know, struggled over the years, much better musicians than me, can say that? Not many.
Mm-mm.
Right? But you're still here talking to me. So I love talking about that song. I'm glad it resonated with people, because that means I'm still relevant today. Now, I'm quite sure this dude, what's his name again? Joshua Baez. Doesn't want to just call it a career today.
No.
But think about that. He's going to be that guy who's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Who gets to sit down and someone's going to ask him about his first game in Major League Baseball and how he hit three home runs.
That's awesome. It's so cool. And that's something that he's going to have the rest of his life.
Something that you and I are never going to have.
No.
I get people coming up to me saying, "Pee Pee, don't work!"
I'm like, F-bomb, what's up? There you go.
Ryan Day talking to the media on Saturday. One thing he did talk about was how he likes the linebacker room.
I'm actually going to start with TJ and Riley, because I think both of those guys are putting in a lot of good work. You know, Steve Stove in there. And, you know, again, they're doing a good job on special teams, which is only going to lead to them playing on the field. They're showing up. Watch the film and see how they did in the live work today. And then Peyton and Christian have been solid. So, again, another room that we feel like we have depth in. You know, and I think James feels that way. I think you will see us rotate guys and try to figure out how all those pieces work. You know, Matt and James and, you know, everybody there on defense does a good job of making sure we put guys in the right position. And so we want to maximize their skill sets. You know, all four of those guys sort of have different skill sets, which is good. And there's certain things they do the same. But they're into it. They're making the calls. They recognize, you know, plays quickly and diagnose plays quickly. They look good when, they come off the bus. And so, again, just 9 practices in, but excited about that room in terms of being able to play depth this season.
I agree. I think that linebacker position is certainly one of strength on this team. You talk about who we lost to the draft last year. And you're going to need players to step up and be leaders.
Immediately.
And it seems like Ryan Day and James Laurinaitis are happy with what they have in that room. One thing, last thing that Ryan Day said was he was talking about how Bo Jackson's really stood out this camp. Here's specifically what he said about Bo.
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, his reads and the way he's hitting the hole has really shown up, but I think he's doing a much better job at the second level. And we've talked about it before, either running over him or you're running around and making a miss, and you're seeing that. It's showing up on film. It did not show up on film last year. We all know it. He knows he's been challenged. Coach Locke has been challenged. And so, you know, based on the habits he's creating, I think we're going to see that this year. Now, again, it's just practice, so it doesn't matter until he puts it in the game. But if he continues to keep building and practicing and stacking these practices the way he's doing it, it's going to show up in the game. And that's going to be a big part of who we are this year. You know, we felt like you know, there was a lot of good there last year, but there was also a lot of football that we left on the field. And so a big point of emphasis that so far he's been responding to.
There's a lot of competition in that running back room. Nothing breeds excellence more than competition.
Right.
And it seems like Bo Jackson is doing that. At least, he said it's practice.
Right.
But it's something.
But I like how he's like, it's showing up on film. Like, we didn't see that previously from him.
Correct.
And now he's getting even better. I mean, that goes back to, you know, we didn't want to unleash him before it was, you know, ready, before he was ready. But now seeing this, let him go.
All right, real quick. Ryan Day on Julian Sane.
Oh.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Ryan Day would appreciate that.
He would. You can go buy that shirt on the fan store. Head to 971thefan.com. Click on the fan store graphic on the slider on the front page. Go buy one. You'll thank us.
This is why you're here.
Yes.
To promote t-shirts.
Sometime soon this week. Maybe if they allow it to happen. There'll be a doing good mic up there for people to buy.
Oh, don't wet my whistle like that. Don't wet my whistle.
It's really fun.
I've got the sticker on my fridge.
I got it on my water bottle. I love it.
Dodgeball. Ohio leads the world in dodgeball. We'll discuss it next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between Cleveland Avenue and 11th Avenue, and a couple-minute hold-up on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Murphy Tractor. With John Deere Construction Equipment Rentals from Murphy Tractor, nothing stands between you and a job well done. Need smart-grade Topcon, Trimble, or attachments? Their rental fleet is always work-ready. Learn more at murphytractor.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Has a secret radio station. It's called The Fan 2. You can listen to the Bob and Tom Show, Jim Rome, and Buckeye stuff. Why do they pay me big money to whisper? The Fan 2 is on The Fan's HD2 channel and streaming on The Fan app. You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, after 11 straight days of measurable rainfall in central Ohio, we finally have a chance to dry out on Tuesday. Overnight tonight, we will start that process with cloudy skies early and then clearing into Tuesday morning. Lows around 64, sunny dry Tuesday, 80 for the high on Wednesday, sunny dry in the morning, then a 50% chance of rain and storms in the afternoon and a high of about 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows drafty and leaky? Well, if it's leaky, I just heard Chris Tomer say we've had 11 straight days of measurable rain. That's a problem. But drafty, also a problem because you're either paying to cool the outside or heat the outside, depending on what time of year it is. You want a nice, thick, tight seal. And that's what Universal Windows Direct can offer you. They can also offer you buy four windows, get four free. I'm stupid. That's like half off. Plus 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. I'm stupid, but that's four whole years. Buy four windows, get four free, and 48 months of 0% interest, same as cash. Call them today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. All right, I got dodgeball here, and then after that, I want to talk to you about butt hair, okay?
Okay.
Jen Winters is with me today.
Butt hair.
Yeah. Did you know, Teddy printed this out for me, that the top 25 in college dodgeball preseason rankings, they do a top 25 poll, and it's out.
I didn't even know that this was a thing.
And apparently the state of Ohio is the mecca of dodgeball.
Hell yes, we are.
People should come on sports pilgrimages just for the dodgeball. Now, number one on the power ranking list is Michigan State. We'll forget that they even exist, okay? Because I talked to a guy who knows dodgeball, said Michigan State, overrated. No?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at something you said and it just went past you, so.
What, butt hair?
No, we're just going to keep moving on.
Okay.
Okay.
Number two on the power rankings.
Yeah.
Ohio State. That's not where it ends. Number three, Cincinnati Bearcats. Number four, Kent State.
Damn.
Number five, Miami Redhawks.
Damn.
Number six, James Madison. Number seven, Grand Valley State. Number eight, the Ohio Bobcats.
That's right. The Ohio University Bobcats.
Then Bowling Green comes in at number 11. Cleveland State, number 12. Akron, 14. This is ridiculous.
Look at us. Look at us.
The entire state of Ohio is represented
God
here
bless
for the most part.
Ohio. I love us.
We should go out to a dodgeball game.
We should have our own dodgeball game. I want to play dodgeball. Let's play dodgeball. Like, seriously, let's go play dodgeball.
Pick teams?
Yeah.
Who would be on our team? If we could just pick anybody.
Do we include like ICs, like former Buckeyes?
Yes.
Joshua Perry.
He's your number one pick?
Justin Zwick over Joshua Perry. But
I'd have the arm strength?
Uh-huh. But I'd have both of them. Tyvus. Just
no, because Tyvus has such a big ass to target.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. And he'll be goofing around, so he won't be paying attention.
It'd be funny, though.
Hit me in my ass!
Maddie Hayes. Yeah.
Speaking of ass, I saw this on the New York Post. There is a downside. I know you get bikini waxes a lot. Jen Winters. There is a downside to getting a bikini wax. Or a Brazilian wax. I'm sorry, not a bikini wax.
Okay.
Brazilian wax is the BH getting waxed. That's the Brazilian.
I thought it was the same. I don't know.
Well, anyway, there is a content creator. She has 1 million followers. Her name is Sarah. She's in South Carolina.
Okay.
And she said this online. If you're going to get a Brazilian wax, if your backside is about to get the hair ripped out and you're going to be as smooth as a baby's butt, that's awesome. But here's the thing nobody tells you. Let's talk physics. When you pass gas, I'm dead serious. When you pass gas, your butt hair gives some friction. It gives something for things to pass through.
Oh, no.
When you rip that out, nothing. Silent farts are not a thing. They are calling this Brazilian butt. And apparently other women are saying yes.
Oh, no.
Now that I've had the hair removed from my anus, my farts are loud. Here's one of the comments on her video. Dude, I felt so uncomfortable with how loud every single fart was. Another said, my farts have been putting my husband's to shame since I started getting wax. But this is the comment that made me laugh.
Okay.
This hasn't been funny up to now. On the positive, that first poo like a seal gliding down the ice.
Oh my God.
Nothing gets trapped. That's the problem I have.
I know where you're going.
It's like Nutella in a shag carpet.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Mm.
I want one of those gliding poos.
It's like pooping a balloon.
Teddy, how much money would it take? You're a guy who would do anything for money. How much money would it take you to stand in front of another human being, spread your cheeks, and get your butt hair waxed out?
I mean, and they're paying me for this?
Right? Yes, that's right.
I don't have to pay for it?
No. They're paying you.
They're paying you.
Yeah. I'd probably take like 10 grand.
10 grand?
Yeah. I mean, and if it's a good day, you catch me on a good day, maybe 1,000.
Really? You're going to get to the point where you're paying for the service now. You just want to get it done.
Possibly.
Have you ever thought about it?
No.
No?
No. I like the people who go and get, you know, the BH bleached.
Bleached, yeah. Well, you got to get the hair removed first.
Right.
There's no point in getting it bleached if there's hair growing out
of
it.
Do you think Sammy Sosa got his BH bleached?
I think he got everything bleached.
I mean, because now he looks like Pepto-Bismol.
I think he's back to being black now.
Are you sure about that?
I think so. I haven't seen him in a while.
Because he really looked like Pepto-Bismol for a while. It was kind of off-putting. Actually, it was very off-putting. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
What do you think, Sammy?
Hola, Sammy Sosa here. And I love Arma Hado so much. I'm going to sing about it. Hado, Arma Hado. A quien le gusta Arma Hado. A los niños, a las niñas que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a las chicas que se quieren divertir. Dame a dos, armo a dos. The dos kids love to buy. I love those armo a dos.
That could be one of my top 10 pieces of sound ever.
It's really good. It's really, really good. I love it. It just makes me happy to hear it. That, and I still love the Shimmer Shammer.
That's not.
I know.
That's just me.
It's just you. I just anything that you did with
Shammer.
I just got
Steve Spurrier.
Yeah,
I haven't done him in a while.
Nobody's done him in a while.
Reds pitchers. Here's a stat for you, Teddy.
Oh, great.
You know, Reds. By the way, the Reds did they win the first game of their doubleheader today?
2-1.
They lost 2-1 to the Cardinals. They started a rare 5-game series today because they had a game that was rained out previously, so it doubled today. Yeah. On top of a 4-game series. So 5 games with the Cardinals. They lost game 1. However, unless this changed today, let's assume it didn't, Reds pitchers have issued 24 bases loaded walks this season.
That's so bad.
That's yikes when you listen to this.
God.
That is 10 more than the second place team
Zoinks.
On this list.
Zoinks!
Don't look now, too, by the way, the Guardians. I mean, that's a division that anybody could win. But they're 6 games back now.
Wow. Did you see the last wild card in the American League?
Who was the last wild card?
It's Timmy's Orioles.
They're under 500, aren't they?
61-63.
Hey, that's Major League Baseball. Let's just reward mediocrity.
American League's bad.
Once upon a time, it used to be an accomplishment to make the postseason.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Now this is all willy-nilly. Let's just, you want an invite? Come on
this
over.
This is what happens when everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Look, I know why Major League Baseball wants it, because there's more playoff games they can sell. Team owners want it because there's more tickets they can sell. In theory, more teams are involved. Let me ask you a question. Do you think anybody in Baltimore right now, this team's 2 games under 500, they're technically in the last wild card spot. You think anybody woke up in Baltimore today and said, ooh, yeah, I know my team really sucks, but we got that last wild card spot. Let me buy some tickets for some games this year.
No one's
doing that.
Maybe Tim Kirchen, and that's about it. But he gets to cover the Orioles for free, so he's not buying any tickets.
How are your Braves doing?
They're there. They're still okay.
Still okay? What does that mean? Where are they? I'm going to look at the standings.
I'm going to look at the standings. I haven't looked at the standings for a couple of weeks.
I thought you were a big fan.
I like the Braves, but we're transitioning into football right now. And
I like how we're not even in football.
I'm sorry. As someone whose favorite thing is
they're doing okay. Here, Teddy, Braves are doing okay. They're 24 games above 500.
There we go.
They're in first place by 7.5 games.
I don't need
to worry. Second best record in National League, probably?
Yeah.
By Milwaukee?
I don't need to worry about them. Now I'm just so excited about football. Yeah. I know it just started. But that's where my mind is now. That's all I want. It's all I'm consuming is football, 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 football.
The Bengals are the worst. And I'm going to tell you why coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow, causing stop-and-go traffic and a five-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Cleveland Avenue and 11th Avenue. And there's also a five-minute delay due to a crash on southbound 315 at 670. It is slow from Lane Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on COTA's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Jen Winters is with me today. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. You said you had snacks to tell us about?
Yeah, this is, you know what we're heading into, right?
What?
We're heading into basic B time of year. It's all things fall.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, it comes out. I'm just going to do a little bit of a spoiler.
Pumpkin spice.
There you go, buddy.
I've already had it.
Really?
I've already had the Krispy Kreme pumpkin spice.
Really?
Twice.
Damn, yeah, aren't
came
you?
Came out last Tuesday.
Yeah.
I've already had it twice.
Wow. Well, the Starbucks, that comes out on Tuesday, August 25th.
Well, I've long said that pumpkin should not be a seasonal flavor. Should be all year round.
If you drink chai, it's the same damn thing. That's what I have to say about that.
Chai?
Yeah. It's a tea that's from India, and it's the same spices.
What about if you drink Chai McBride, the actor?
Different.
Okay. It's a bald black man.
Yes. Different.
Sportico has released the valuations for NFL teams. Again, I'm leery about these.
I love when these come out because it's just like, okay, how do you figure? But continue.
Yes. So, Teddy, your Dallas Cowboys are number one again. It says they're worth $15.5 billion.
Number one in something.
Imagine if they were a good team.
$15.5 billion. A year-over-year increase in valuation of 21%. I would like to point out that even the team that got the lowest percentage of year-to-year value increase, the Giants, had only a 17% value increase. Whenever these owners talk to you, same thing with Major League Baseball owners too, whenever they talk to you about how they don't have any money, it's like, wow, we really operate this at a deficit during the season. What are we going to do? It's like, tell me a lot of investment portfolios where the average person can make 17%
year-to-year
interest. Okay, and this is just them holding on to their asset.
Right.
Doing nothing. So the Cowboys are number one, $15.5 billion. Rams are number two, $12.7 billion. Giants, $12 billion. Patriots, $10.4 billion. Jets, $10.35 billion. Eagles in the top 10, Dolphins, 49ers, Raiders, Falcons. I was surprised.
The Falcons is surprising.
I was surprised by Raiders and Falcons, to be honest with you.
I'm not surprised with Raiders just because of legacy and where they are. Because Vegas is high dollar. That's the only thing that I can think of. And the fact that their owner saves money on cutting his own hair using a bowl.
And holds his meetings at the PF Chang's?
Yes.
Yeah. My Chicago Bears come in at number 14. Are you really going to tell me we live in a world where the Atlanta Falcons are worth more than the Chicago Bears?
Or the Falcons are worth more than the Steelers?
Get out of here.
I mean, how much consideration do they take with the fact that the Falcons, the Mercedes Stadium, is so, you know, state-of-the-art, brand new, fantastic?
Is it?
I mean, it's
how long has that place been open now?
It opened, what, 20...
That's ancient.
No, yeah, but it's still better than what the Steelers have or what the Bears have. Now, if you did this maybe like two years from now, have you not heard?
Well,
that
yeah, but they're moving to Hammond, Indiana.
But they don't have it yet.
2 years from now, the Bears probably be way up there, I would think.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only thing I can think of is the fact that they've got a stadium that is higher tech and
probably so
serves a better purpose.
Steelers, by the way, are number 17 on this list. They're valued at $8.7 billion. The Browns are at number 21, $8.6 billion. The Browns are worth more than the Packers, the Vikings, the Ravens, the Bills, the Panthers, the Lions, the Cardinals, the Jags, the Colts, the Saints, $7.59 billion. And last on the list, pulling up the rear, a paltry $7.4 billion and a year-over-year increase in value of 35%, the Cincinnati Bengals.
It's just an odd list. It's the way it's ranked is so odd to me.
There's really, again, it's one of these things where there's a secret sauce involved. Now, what the secret sauce is, we don't know. But the reality is, you're only as valuable as who wants to buy you and what else is for sale.
Exactly.
NFL teams do not come on the market very often.
No.
All right. So if the Dallas Cowboys were available, let's say they're available. I mean, it's not a for sale sign out. Jerry Jones is not going to advertise it. But let's say they're available. And I think he said as much. He said he wouldn't even entertain an offer less than, what, $20 billion?
Yeah.
So if they were to sell, it's going to be more than 15.5. That's what we have on paper. I see these two when they well, if a college football team was a professional entity, Ohio State would be worth blah. But you can't put a price tag on that because they're not.
Right.
They're not a professional entity, at least not in that way. They're never going to be for sale, no. The football program. And so we're just assigning a number to something random.
I just think it's so funny. I mean, the fact that they've been so terrible and not making the playoffs.
Who are we
the Cowboys.
To?
Oh, the Cowboys. It just blows my mind.
Teddy says they're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Year after year.
Right, Teddy?
I think it might be, I'm looking at Cowboys-Bengals Super Bowls, what I'm looking at now.
Number one the versus number 30.
The highest ranked against the lowest ranked?
Yeah. There you go.
I love that.
Speaking of... old stadiums. Ohio State football announced new in-stadium changes for home games ahead of the season, including the expansion of its facial recognition check-in software and the option for fans to rent single-game padded seatbacks. Now, apparently they rolled out the facial recognition thing last year.
Yes.
And it was optional. It allowed students and some fans who sit in premium areas to skip the lines and use dedicated gates with facial scanners to enter. They said that was successful. I don't know. Now they're going to expand it to certain public gates for the upcoming season. So not all the seats will be involved in this.
Right.
But more than last year. I know that we're at a point right now with AI and, you know, computing technology that continues to build pretty much every single day,
mm-hmm.
where you're just flabbergasted by things. But I'm amazed by that. Like, what if, like, the GLP-1s are a thing, right?
Right.
You're on them, I'm on, we're all on them.
We're all on them.
It's like Halloween candy. They just give us GLP-1s in the bag. Thank you very much. Right? And there are a lot of people out there that have lost a significant amount of weight. Maybe from the time the season ended last year until... season starts this year. Maybe you lost like 60 pounds. Maybe you grew a beard. There's never going to be a time where the computer says, I don't recognize you. They're always going to recognize you?
I guess. I don't know. They could go to New York and Madison Square Garden, because that's what the Dolans have been doing with the Knicks for a good like 3 or 4 years.
It's all facial recognition.
And there's, and that's how they're able to find people. Like if Charles Oakley was somehow able to make it inside there, they'd be able to pull him out there immediately, is because they've got people on it looking at those cameras all the time.
But if you got like a Luigi Mangione type mask on,
then you'll be fine.
Before you go shoot someone.
Oh, Luigi.
They can read like your retinas, your eyes?
I don't know if they can't read your retinas. That seems really like, that seems crazy. I don't know. I just, the whole thing seems, but are you still subject to having your bags checked and going through a metal detector and taking all of the stuff out of your pockets? It's
probably,
like you don't
right?
have to show your, you know, your ticket stub. That doesn't have to get scanned, but I would assume for safety purposes that they're making you go through the safety protocol of going and going through that
metal
detector.
Yeah, they're just not going to wave you through.
Right.
It's probably like TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, you can do everything except you don't have to take your shoes off.
Don't take your shoes off. But I don't know. That just seems a little odd to me. I don't know. I would like to see how that's figured out and where else are they going to be able to open it up if there are more than just regular, you know, there are people who are coming in and they don't have, you know, season tickets.
By the way, speaking of weird things that I was reading the other day, I was reading about Jacksonville and their stadium down there for the Jags.
Right.
And how they're working on it. And so there's going to be limited amount of seats available this year because they're renovating it and they're going to make it fantastic. But one of the things they said in this little Jacksonville article I was reading in one of their local websites is, don't worry, fans, you can still bring your own food in.
What?
Yes. I'm like, we still do that in 2026? I guess it's always been allowed. Is that as long as it's just in a bag where people can see it, like you can bring sandwiches, chips.
Bring my spaghetti
like
from last night.
Like you're going picnicking.
The hell?
I brought my leftover chow mein from last night. Like you can be sitting in the stands in Jacksonville. I guess because they just wanted to get as many people in there as humanly possible.
I mean,
they're like, yeah, bring your Tupperware. That's
gonna
fine.
We're going to move to London unless you bring your last night's leftovers.
What do you
in?
Have in there? Meatloaf?
That's so odd. I mean, you could also go and get in your jeans and wear your jeans in the pool there. So I guess anything is possible. Wow, we should be Jaguars fans.
Jenny is going to tell us about fall snacks coming
yeah,
up
buddy.
With Foodgasm next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the center lane, causing delay on northbound South High Street at Rathmel Road. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 going from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Root Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kid's July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Root this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Root to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Root Pro Partner at RootColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Nice. I was going to build you a mansion on that golf course, but you still had to work here. I got everything there. Would you do it?
But if I got all that, what do I need this?
Because you got me.
Okay. Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is with me. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Jason's Beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. I want to talk to you about movies coming up at the top of the hour because you are a person that still partakes.
No.
You not?
I
assume you've seen the new Spider-Man.
No. I hate Marvel movies.
How did you marry a guy who collects comic books and does this at the level that he does, where I know he's obsessed with all of this?
Yeah.
And you hate it all.
I do. He hates sports. I hate comics.
Actually, it's kind of an inspirational story. It's like you're Paula Abdul in the cartoon Cat.
Right. MC Scat Cat.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's an inspirational story.
Two steps back. No, I did, and I'm like you in going to the movies. I get so annoyed. Like, I was so happy COVID happened because it meant I didn't have to go to the movies anymore. And so I've only seen a handful of movies since COVID. I saw the Grogu and Mandalorian movie, and that was terrible, in May. And then I met, big deal, opening night Jackass. I mean, I had to see that.
I like how that's going to get you out.
I had to see that in the theater. Just poo everywhere.
Right. There's nothing Jackass with full surround sound.
Lots of poo. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. And then the only other movie I think I'm going to go see this year is the Oasis documentary. They're going to put it on an IMAX screen. Like, anybody needs to see the Gallagher brothers and their monobrows, you know, unibrows and IMAX, but I will be there for that. Other than that, no, I hate going to the movies. Yeah.
I may go with you to the Oasis.
It'll be so much fun. Rafita upstairs at Channel 10.
Yeah.
She's in their sales department. She's going to go with me.
You're not going. Come on.
I know he's not going to go.
Timmy and I couldn't get him to go to the movies. We were talking about trying to go to the Terminator sequel.
It's almost a little different, though, because this is almost like a concert. Because
it is.
I mean,
yeah.
You're not there, but you're going to sing along and you're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Meat Snacks lady will be there.
It's more interactive.
See, I
can deal with Meat Snacks if I'm singing along to a song.
I honestly, though, don't know how the hell you made it through that. Like, I would never go to the movies again either.
And I haven't.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. It's hard to believe.
Stop it, Ted.
All that went down. It's crazy.
Get my wife on the phone right now. She will confirm it.
I do believe you.
Teddy 100%.
Does. Teddy,
I do
believe
it. Teddy does it all the time
now. It's so hard to believe.
It is.
Foodgasm. Come on.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh, yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by GoGermain.com. Shop 30 brands and over 4,000 vehicles only at GoGermain.com.
Jenny is here.
Yes.
And she's going to tell us about some new fall snacks that are coming to a store near you.
None of these you and I will eat because, as I told you earlier, but the only thing that sounds good to me now is tuna and cottage cheese. So I'm an 80s housewife on a diet, basically.
Well, you're on the GLP-1 right. shot. I mean, you're not going to always crave that.
I know, but like, I just don't want to eat anything. I just don't want to eat at all. But like, I'm like, I have to. Anyway.
Teddy, what do you think Freud would have to say about someone who's obsessed with tuna and cottage cheese?
What's up, Grandma?
I don't want to touch that.
It's
okay.
What I was referring to.
But if you're...
You got any gum?
If you're not on a GLP-1 and you're a fan of Pokemon...
Ooh, Pokemon!
Tomorrow at Krispy Kreme, they are coming together to team up for a donut collection. And it's Krispy Kreme inspired by Pokemon characters. There's a Pikachu. I know what a Pikachu is.
He's the yellow guy.
There's a Squirtle, which sounds very dirty. I don't even want to know what it's filled with. There's a Charmander, Jigglypuff, which also sounds a little dirty, and Bulbasaur. So, yeah. So if you or your kids are big Pokemon fans,
go to Krispy Kreme
and prepare
to be disappointed when they look at you and say, yeah, we don't have any of those.
What's a Pokemon?
Or they hand you something that's just like a yellow blob that's supposed to look like something. But yeah, it's Pikachu.
And if you go to Krispy Kreme location on August 22nd, and you're wearing something Pokemon attire, you get a free glazed donut.
What if you have a free glazed donut, which they used to hand you anyway every time you walked in?
Yeah, they won't even give you a Pokemon one, but yeah.
What if you have a tattoo? A Pokemon tattoo?
I would hope that would mean that they would give you one.
Maybe it's a technicality.
I got a Squirtle on my arm. How'd you get
Teddy,
that?
You like a little Squirtle? Where would you get the Squirtle on your face? If you're going to get a Squirtle tattoo?
Probably.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
Mm. On the chest.
Squirtle on the chest.
Squirtle on the
stomach.
Chest. Yeah.
OBJ would do that.
Yes.
Bunghole.
Moving on, we are now into autumn. It's still hot outside, but...
We're not officially into autumn until September comes around.
Wonder Bread has new pumpkin spice and caramel apple mini donuts that are going to start hitting stores.
Ooh.
I like the caramel apple stuff.
You're not a pumpkin fan?
The pumpkin's fine.
What if I put some cottage cheese on it?
No.
Where's Pumpkin Ryan Day, by the way?
I forgot him at home.
You told me you were going to bring in Pumpkin Ryan Day today. I was all excited. Wednesday, now he's gone.
Wednesday, I will write on my hand Pumpkin Ryan Day. I'll bring him in on Wednesday.
Thanks, Jed.
Yeah, sorry, Pumpkin Ryan Day.
Let me out of the basement. Bye.
Also, the Alani New. I love Alani New. Hi, Alani New. I love you. Witch's Brew.
What?
Came back.
I didn't understand anything you just said.
Alani Nu, it is energy drinks. They're probably very bad for you,
but
I love them.
It's called Alani Nu?
Alani Nu, that's the company. And every year at Halloween, they come out with Witch's Brew, which is a caramel apple energy drink. And all the basic bees, this isn't it, this is pink slush. All the basic bees rush out and get them, and they sell out immediately. I found that the Target over here at Lenox has some, so we're going to go after this and go get some. That's my favorite thing ever. So, yeah.
I have never heard of this.
Really?
It's only 5 calories.
Yeah, and it's 200 milligrams of caffeine.
There you go. What caffeine's not bad for you? It's good for you.
And also, if you have issues with gluten and you like goldfish, Pepperidge Farm just announced gluten-free goldfish. Isn't that great?
That's great. Fantastic.
But I don't know if it's outside of the cheddar flavor, like if you can get the pizza or the pretzel kind.
I doubt they're going to do it all in gluten-free.
But the pizza-flavored goldfish, those are top-notch. I like those.
Here's my problem with the goldfish now. They have introduced...
Well, they do the flavor blasted, and that's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
No, there's no need for you to get Cheeto crap all over your hands.
I want more flavor.
It tastes bad.
And so now I can't have the regular ones because I'm used to the flavor blast.
I can't believe you like the flavor blast.
I love the flavor blast.
It's disgusting.
It's got more cheesy flavor. What's not to like?
I just don't care for it. But to each his own. I'm not going to
drink
your
Vita Blue over there.
My Vita Blue.
Have a little sip of Vita Blue.
And then, yes, August 25th, which is what, a week from tomorrow? PSLs. That sounds...
Oh, that's when the Browns PSLs go on sale?
The Browns PSLs and the Starbucks PSLs go on sale.
What's a PSL at Starbucks?
Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Oh, I'm sorry. You confused me.
I know, but it's funny because it kind of goes hand in hand. PSLs and PSLs. You can take a PSL while you go tour the Browns' new thing and buy a PSL from the Browns.
Thanks.
Shut up.
Thanks, Jenny.
I love you.
Hey, one of the most impressive streaks ever in sports is over. And I'm going to tell you about it coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Ohio State ranked number one in the AP preseason college football poll that came out today. Buckeyes ahead of Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Texas in the top five. Rest of the top 10, Indiana, Miami, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma. Ohio State quarterback Julian Sand and wide receiver Jeremiah Smith today named on the preseason watch list for the Walter Camp Award. PGA Tour today designated the Memorial Tournament in Muirfield Village in Dublin as one of their top-tier championship division events, meaning in 2028 there'll be 120 players with a purse of $20 million. Baseball, St. Louis beat the Cincinnati Reds 2-1. 14 Reds batters struck out today. That's the first of a doubleheader. Off day for the Guardians, who will San Francisco tomorrow. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. You can call him at 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is with me. So tomorrow on the show, Dave Biddle is going to co-host with me.
Oh, you got the bids.
And I have not done a show with Dave Biddle in a long time. But Dave, obviously, is on the Buckeye beat. And he's been on the Buckeye beat for a long time. Mm-hmm. So why not take advantage of his strengths? And tomorrow we'll do a little season preview where we get deep in the weeds.
Oh, that's good.
On Ohio State football. Stuff that we normally wouldn't do on this show, we will do tomorrow. Don't worry. Plenty of pee-pee-poo-poo, stuff like that as well.
See you next Tuesday.
That's right. You're here tomorrow.
There's one day this week I am not on air.
I was going to say, you're gonna make Thursday. A lot of appearances.
Sorry in advance.
No, we love having you here.
I love being here, but yeah, if you hate me, I get it. Sorry.
If you hate me, I hate myself.
Yep.
That's fine.
Moving on.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark at 5:30. One of the best and biggest streaks in sports has come to an end. Katie Ledecky's 14-year unbeaten streak is over.
That's crazy.
In the 800 freestyle. 14 years. It began when she was 15. That's at the 2012 London Olympics.
Insane.
And continued until Saturday with 13 straight wins across the Olympics, World Championships, and Pan Pacific Championships. She was defeated over the weekend by Australian Lonnie Pollister. And here's what Katie Ledecky said afterwards. She says, "I'm actually pretty happy with it. If I was going to get second tonight, I wanted to make it a good one. It's a season best, so you can't complain about that. I mean, it's fine. I wasn't really thinking too much about my history in the event or anything leading into this. Just wanted to have a last good event here. I'm really proud of the history I have in this event. And that doesn't go anywhere just from getting second." A lot of people look at Katie Ledecky and wonder, is she 29 now?
Yeah.
Over the hill.
Good for her.
She's done.
For still sticking to it and still racing. And I mean, I just remember watching the Olympics and watching her just lap everybody. And like she would finish and it would be her closest competitor was like a minute or two behind. Like she's dominant. And I mean, everything has to end. Michael Phelps, his whole thing had to come to an end, and we're just moving on.
I wonder, you know, I said,
but
this
good for her
too, because you're right. You'd watch the Olympics and she'd be so far ahead.
Yes.
Of everybody else. And it's not like, oh, she's competing. Like Ohio State's going to play Ball State, right?
Right.
And they're going to be so much better than Ball State. So if you didn't know anything about football, you'd say, hold on a second. Why is that team so much better than that team? They're playing on the same field. Yeah. They should be at the same skill level, but they're not. You watch the Olympics. Katie Ledecky is going against the best in the world.
Yes.
At this thing. And she's so much better than the best at the world, in the world.
Yeah.
It's astonishing to me.
They could go to commercial and come back, and then the people would finally finish the race, and she would be done. So, I mean, all things end. It's sad, but, you know.
The distance stuff, though, not just in swimming, but in running, yeah, too, to be able to, like, you run fast for 20 seconds, and that's great. That's an achievement. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, 20 seconds, and then the race is over. You get yourself jacked up for that 20 seconds. But when you're a distance runner or swimmer or anything, you've got to keep that focus sometimes for hours.
Yes.
And I don't know how you do that.
I don't either. I have a friend who does like ultra marathons, and she runs in the forest and she runs in fields, and it's like, you know, over 50 miles at a time.
That's insane.
And I'm like, how do you do that? Why do you do that? Why would you want to do that?
But clearly, I mean, she gets some sort of high, yeah, from doing this.
Yeah. But it's just like, you're nuts. Good for you. I don't know. I just, running is obviously not a thing for me. I will ride in a car that distance.
Well, there's running,
mm-hmm,
and then there's like ultra marathons and, yeah, extreme marathons and stuff like that.
Well, that's like Bone's friend, who he's gone out to Colorado a couple times, and he's helped to kind of time his friend and keep his pace. Not run with his friend, but like he does 100 miles in the mountainous areas of Colorado. I can't even imagine what that does to your body. Because you're up there at those high elevations, you're running like crazy. That's just insane to me. But good for you.
You can do it. I think you're nuts, but good for you.
I go to Colorado and I get nosebleeds because of the altitude. So that's all I get. But
the new Spider-Man, which you have not seen, but I'm sure your husband has.
Twice.
Became only the eighth film ever to hit the $2 billion mark. Now, I want to mention this is not adjusted for inflation. That's why most of the movies on this top eight are newer movies. Okay. So Spider-Man, Brand New Day, eighth place, $2.02 billion. And of course, that is just growing because it's only been out for what?
Two, three weeks.
Yeah. Right. Avengers Infinity War from 2018, $2.05 billion.
I saw that one.
Star Wars The Force Awakens, 2015, $2.07 billion. And here's what's impressive to me. Titanic, which came out in 97, which again, this is not adjusted for inflation. $2.26 billion.
Now, is that counting? I want to know, does that count re-releases?
No.
So that's just the first run.
The first run.
Wow.
Has it been re-released?
I think they did it to mark like a 20th anniversary or something like that.
Number four on this list is Niha 2?
It's a
Chinese movie?
Animation movie.
Okay. That came out last year. $2.27 billion. Then Avatar, The Way of the Water from 2022, $2.33 billion. I've still not seen any Avatar.
I haven't seen any Avatar.
Number two, Avengers Endgame, 2019, $2.8 billion.
I've seen that one too. Great.
And you don't like any. You're like the opposite of Ted. Ted likes everything he sees. You'd like nothing you see.
The only
which is
good
why
thing
you
about
and I
that
are friends.
Is that Robert Downey Jr. died in it. Spoiler alert.
You don't like Robert Downey Jr.?
No. He's friends with Mel Gibson. He can kick rocks for all I care.
Fair enough.
Moving on. Sorry.
Avatar, the original. Still number one.
Seriously?
Yes. 2009.
Holy crap.
$2.92 billion. Teddy, have you seen every single movie on this list except for the Chinese cartoon?
No, I think I've seen maybe five of those, I think. I haven't seen the other Avatar. I saw the original, and there was something else on there you mentioned. I've seen Titanic. I've seen The Force Awakens. I haven't seen the new Spider-Man, so I haven't not seen that.
I've not seen Titanic, and I'm okay with
you've
that.
You've never seen Titanic?
My whole goal in life now is to make sure I never see Titanic.
No, my goal in life is to sit down and watch Titanic with you.
No, I don't care.
I do enjoy Titanic.
From what I've seen, he totally could have been on that door with her.
Well, I don't know about the laws of physics.
I don't know.
Probably.
I just don't care.
It's just a movie.
Yeah, I just don't care about it.
I mean, part of it happened, but, you know.
You mean the sinking of the ship and people dying?
Yeah, that happened.
That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't care about it. I don't know. I like stupid movies. Like Jackass.
Like Jackass?
And Step Brothers.
Well, I like that stuff, too.
And I like Star Wars movies, but as of late, Star Wars movies are pretty disappointing.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
A New Hope, the first one.
The 1975
original? The 1975 original. Okay. Yeah. And then probably Rogue One.
If I was talking to Bone, you'd be like, oh, that would be episode four,
A New Hope.
What is that? I'd say the first one from 75. Well, yes, it came out first, but technically it's number four in the trilogy. Or not trilogy, whatever the hell it is.
Well, there's nine of them. Well, technically.
What do they call it?
There's so many.
Ninagon.
Nine.
I don't know why Mike DeWine's here, too. Hello, everybody. Hello. Ninagon.
What does Fran say about that?
Oh, Fran loves Star Wars. She loves Jar Jar Binks.
She married Jar Jar Binks.
What was I going to say to you? Oh, I want to hate Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti.
I know, right?
I want to hate him, and you know what? I still do. But I read some of these quotes, and I laugh, and I say, you know what? You're good. I like you.
He's the best kind of jerk, and I appreciate what he does.
I'll tell you why. I'll read you some quotes coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between 315 and 670, and some slower traffic on southbound 270 from Main Street to I-70 on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. One moment, you're driving home. The next, a truck accident turns everything upside down. As your hometown law firm, Cooper Elliott will step to the big trucking companies and insurance carriers on your behalf. Get the experienced representation you need. Visit CooperElliott.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, The Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, overnight tonight, we start cloudy across central Ohio. Then skies will clear into Tuesday morning. We may have some fog to deal with in areas on Tuesday morning as well. Overnight lows at 64. Tuesday, sunny, dry, 80 for the high. Wednesday, a lot of sunshine in the morning. And then a 50% chance of rain and storms in the afternoon. The high around 80 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Jen Winters is with me. We'll talk to Jason Stark at 5:30. Before we talk about Kurt Cignetti and how I'd like to hate him, but he makes it hard.
He really does.
Because he's a grade A prick, and I appreciate that. Did you see this story about Sierre Wright?
Oh, yeah, leaving Bengals camp.
So, corner for the Bengals, undrafted rookie.
Right.
He started his college career at USC, played a couple years there. He's from Los Angeles, so hometown boy, went to USC. Transferred out after a couple years, finished up last 2 years in Nebraska. He was an undrafted rookie free agent signing by the Bengals this offseason, and he has left the team. And here is a quote from Zach Taylor. I don't know how to properly define it for him. He called us last night, let us know that he had an opportunity. I know it was a difficult decision for him. I think two things he's really passionate about were colliding, and he decided to pursue this opportunity. So he's a great kid, comes from a great university, and you know we wish him the best. It was fun to be around. He really competed hard for us. It was fun watching him play. I thought he was ascending as a player, but obviously he's chosen to go a different path. Now, the thing that he's doing is he's an actor, and he's been doing this since he was a kid. As a matter of fact, if you watch the new Space Jam, the LeBron Space Jam.
Oh, I missed it.
From 2021, he plays LeBron's son.
Oh.
In the movie. He's got a couple movie credits. He did 15 episodes of the ABC comedy Grown-ish, which was a spinoff of Black-ish.
Black-ish, yes.
Yeah. So this is something he's been pursuing for a long time, and the word is he had an opportunity to go film a movie. And so, look, I know a lot of people read this and say, well, he clearly is not passionate about football and this and that. Or you have this other part of your life that you've been pursuing as a career since you were a kid. You're an undrafted rookie who's probably going to get cut in like a week anyway.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity that was presented to you that you just can't turn down.
Good for him.
I think that's cool.
I think it's really cool.
I think it's cool.
It'll be interesting to see what it is that he's filming, because I'm on his IMDb and it does not show.
We don't know what it is.
What it is.
But I love how this is updated like right away on Wikipedia. Like people race to be like the first person to put it on there. It says he is expected to return to the team after filming wraps in late October. Well, that's optimistic considering he didn't even make it through the first round of cuts in preseason, but you're right. If he wants to come back, the Bengals still own his rights.
Yes.
And he can come back to the Bengals. To what extent, I have no idea. But look, I've seen a couple football players just get the acting bug. And a guy who played here at Ohio State, Maurice Hall, Mo Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He desperately wanted to do this. He's still out in L.A. doing it. And I know he moved out there, and, you know, he could have had the typical job here. He was a good guy to have on the show. Could have had a show here if he wanted to.
Yeah.
If he worked at it enough. But he's a guy who wanted to go out to L.A. and did the odd jobs. He worked at Target. You know, just because he wanted to go on auditions. He wanted to go out there and wanted to be a serious actor. He's still out there doing stuff. Who was the Northwestern running back, Teddy? The year they went to the Rose Bowl, was it Darnell Autry? Am I remembering that correctly? Darnell Autry, this was back in the 90s, was perhaps the best offensive player on that Northwestern team that wound up going to the Rose Bowl. They lost one game that year.
Yeah, it was him.
And he went out to L.A. to try and be an actor. I don't know if he made it.
It really
can't remember
I'm looking
seeing
at
any movies with
IMDb
Darnell Autry in it.
And there are four things listed for him on there.
Okay. When's the most recent thing?
2014.
It's been a while. Staying.
Yeah. Yeah. Mo Hall has been in a couple of episodes of General Hospital, the show High Potential, which is Sweet D from It's Always Sunny. That's her show on ABC. And that was last year. So good for him.
I think he just did like a...
Oh, he was on Young Sheldon, too.
Like a Christmas movie, too.
A Heart for Christmas. And Worst Christmas Ever.
See?
Oh, this isn't a Hallmark movie. This was like one that came out in the theaters.
Well,
so good for him.
I don't know if it really came out in the theaters, but anyway, it's out. It came out somewhere.
Good for him.
I'm still friends with him on Facebook. By the way, I got a lot of people who friend me on Facebook sometimes. And unless I know you on Facebook, I'm not going to accept your friend request. That is like the one...
You sent me a friend request.
I know you.
I know, but it was just like, oh, he sent me a friend request. That's awesome.
You can get me on the Instagram. That's not private. Go ahead. Follow me there. As a matter of fact, I don't do anything on Facebook anyway.
I have two Facebooks. Fun
fact. Two Facebooks? Why?
I have...
One's for your political ramblings?
Yeah. Not. But that's... I mean, I've been on Facebook since like 2007. And I'm not going to get rid of all of the stuff that I have up there. So that one's on lockdown.
Not going to get rid of all the stuff.
I have a bunch of stuff.
What stuff?
Just pictures. I'm sure plenty of me drinking and being drunk.
Okay.
That's for my mom to see. And then I have the Jen Winters one. So if you want... You see Jen Winters out there on Facebook.
All right, don't friend me on Facebook, but friend Jen.
Send, and I'll go in. I never go in there, so I'll go in there. Sorry about that.
Indiana head coach Kurt Cignetti. I want to hate this guy. And I do hate him.
I'm just like, dude, I get it.
But there's part of me that respects the hell out of him. He doesn't make excuses.
No, and he's worked.
He backs it up. I think he's primed for a fall on the face, but at the same time...
And we will be there to celebrate that fall.
Of course we will. I see quotes like this. He was talking to my favorite guy from the Big Ten Network, Dave Revson.
Oh, Dave
Revson, Big Ten Network. And Kurt Cignetti was asked if he'd like to play Notre Dame in the non-conference, even though they had a game scheduled and not.
In the 30s.
He says, yeah, I'd like to play Notre Dame. They ought to come to our place twice. And we'll go up there once, since they're not in a conference. I'd love to play him. Be a great in-state game. All right. I like the shade.
It's so great.
All right. Now, we can talk about Indiana doesn't schedule anybody in the non-conference. They won the national championship not scheduling anybody. They have nobody on the schedule really this year. And you can say that's crap. But at the same time, Cignetti's not backing away from that. He's not going out there saying, oh, actually, who we have on the schedule is plenty good. You're overlooking... Marshall or whoever. I don't know who they're playing. He pretty much comes out and says, yeah, I don't want to do that. Big Ten season's tough enough. Won the national title without doing it, so why would I do it?
Yeah.
Now, I think he should be made to do it. I think that's in the best interest of college football fans. And ultimately, we'll get more money from networks if you have more marquee games on the schedule. But I admire the... giving of no F's. I admire the candor of Kurt Cignetti, because you know there's a lot of coaches that would like to be as brutally honest as him,
and they can't,
but they just don't feel comfortable being that way.
Which I think is crazy, because in a world where people are trying to recruit, I'm sorry, wouldn't you want your kid to go somewhere where a guy believes in himself and believes that this team can do great things? And I know that there's doing things by the book, but I mean, I would rather have someone, I know, go play for Kurt Cignetti, because he's just going to put it all out there. And if they can't do it, then yeah, get in that transfer portal. But I don't know. I just like, he just, doesn't give a flying, what.
I would like to cut him down to size this year. We go to Bloomington.
Oh my God, I would love that. Still crazy to think about the fact that they lost to Indiana, and Indiana won the damn thing.
Is one of the
so nauseating
biggest
to think of.
College football stories of all time.
So crazy.
And I feel like because we're in it, we don't give it its due,
yeah,
almost. But, 30 years from now, you're going to look back at that moment and say, that's unbelievable.
They lost to Scott Farkas from Christmas Story.
Scott Farkas?
Yeah. Fernando Mendoza looked like Scott Farkas.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I even put a coonskin cap on him. It looks just like him.
Do you have a pumpkin version of him, too,
no,
at your house?
No, I know. I would kick that down the driveway.
Pumpkin Fernando Mendoza?
No.
A gourd. He can be a gourd.
I want to do
one of those elongated gourds.
Actually, I want to do something for my guy, Matt Patricia. What kind of seasonal squash could Matt Patricia be?
If the offense is good, you should do one for Arthur Smith.
Like
your
I
former
said,
Steelers guy.
What should I do for
Why
Matt
Patricia?
Why do you
Patricia? Hate Arthur Smith?
Because
he was with the Steelers?
Because he did nothing with the Steelers.
But he's a new man now.
Prove it.
His family's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
I understand that.
And he still goes out there and works every single day. He can sit on his ass.
If you're listening now, Arthur, welcome to Columbus. Prove it. And then maybe I'll make a seasonal gourd out of your face.
Yeah. And he's got weapons around him, too,
gourd.
Now.
That's right.
Yes. Steelers were terrible.
That's right. Garbage.
God, Ted.
Garbage. Galveston.
Really? Yeah, the dirty water.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident blocking the left lane on southbound 270 after Morse Road on the east outer belt. And there's about a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the west outer belt from Cemetery Road to Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by your local Rude Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is your house hotter than sitting on a metal bench at your kid's July baseball tournament? Get out with the old and in with the Rude this summer. Trust the local pros on a high-efficiency AC system from Rude to protect your home plate every time. Find a certified Rude Pro Partner at RudeColumbus.com. RUUDColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
He's a man who's in every Hall of Fame in the known universe. He's a man who travels thousands of miles to see celestial bodies. He's a man who enjoys a good tomato pie. And he's a man who regrets a few life choices every Monday at 5:30. It's Jason's Beef with Jason Stark.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
Hey, it's Monday, and that means we talk to our guy, Jason Stark, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, my friend.
Happy Monday, Mike.
Oh, happy Monday to you. I was reading something from your buddy Tim Kirkchin where he said he was at a urinal at Cooperstown, and he was peeing pretty much next to the entire Braves rotation from the 90s.
Yeah,
so here's my question to you. Who is the most impressive person that you've ever urinated next to?
That's great.
Bruce Springsteen, maybe?
Nice. That's a good pull.
He this is a long time ago, but he was in St. Louis. He came to a Cardinals game and, nature called. I didn't talk. I didn't know what to do.
Well, you made the right move.
Yeah.
You don't want to converse with somebody at the urinal.
Did he wash his hands?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Thoroughly.
Good.
Washed it with fire. A man who always washed his hands, Tommy John, passed away at the age of 83. I mean, we look at Tommy John as a very good pitcher. We look at the surgery that bears his name now. We're going to start calling it the Hunter Green, by the way, not the Tommy John. But talk about his legacy, both on and off the diamond, you know, his doing and not his doing, just the reputation of the surgery.
Yeah, Tommy John changed the world. And I can't say that I knew Tommy John, but I thought a lot about Tommy John because, you know, I look at players with his career and his contribution to the sport through the prism of how is it possible that this guy's not in the Hall of Fame? 288 wins and changed the world and not in the Hall of Fame. It just seems a little off. I just know that when the writers vote, we are not instructed to look at a guy's full baseball life in that way. And so if you can't, and if we can't award what medical bonus points, then was Tommy John the pitcher a Hall of Famer? And he had 15 go-rounds on our ballot and never got elected and never came close. It's just so weird to look back on the voting 30-some years ago when he arrived in the ballot. It was just so different. He was on a ballot with 200-300 game winners who didn't get elected, right? Sutton and Negro didn't get elected, and those voters then, they weren't impressed by your win total. I guess you needed more. And so he got penalized for not striking out a lot of hitters, and he got penalized, I guess, for never winning a Cy Young. And I feel like he actually got penalized for his longevity. Is Mark Burley a good comp? Was he kind of the Mark Burley of his time? People aren't giving Mark Burley much credit now.
Mark Burley is, you know, this one of the most consistent guys. What was it? 13 years in a row pitching over 200 innings, where, just to put that in perspective, last year you had like one guy pitch 200 innings in the entire sport.
Not one, but yeah, like that.
Yes, it does not happen very often. But to your point, he never won the Cy Young. You never looked at Mark Burley and said he'd be a number one on anybody's rotation anywhere. But he was just consistently great for his entire career. And that's always been the hang up for, and even myself sometimes, where I say to myself, was there ever a point in a player's life where he was the best? And if the answer is no, are they truly a Hall of Famer? I don't know the answer right to that question.
Well, I don't think there's any magic answer. I've voted for a long time, and I've been on these committees that consider players like this, and there's just no magic answer. I don't think we should just ignore durability in a guy who pitched more seasons than anyone who ever lived except Nolan Ryan. It's odd to me, for example, that the one of those veterans committees elected Jim Cott, but not him. And Jim Cott has said 100 times Tommy John should have gotten elected long before him. And, you know, it's just, I've been on those committees, and what they value at any given year depends on who's in the room. Some years they really value a guy who lived a very full baseball life and contributed in so many ways. In other years, they're looking at totally different stuff. And I guess the simple answer is Tommy John was not dominant enough, and he's never appeared on one of those Veterans Committee ballots with the right people in the room. And I believe that he probably will get honored sometime, but I just don't like how many times now it's happened where somebody like him eventually gets into the Hall of Fame and is not alive to hear the cheers.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry.
He's a writer.
I know.
That's what he does.
I know. It's just,
That's why he's in Cooperstown.
He's so good.
He's telling you a story.
I know.
He's painting you a picture.
Yeah, but I'm not really here to make people sad.
That's okay. Keeping it on the sad.
I make her plenty sad.
Yeah,
it doesn't
I know.
Matter.
Keeping it on the sad level.
And I feel your pain, too. So.
I love him so much. Are we going to see a below 500 team make the playoffs? Because that's sad.
I feel like, God, this is such a sad segment. do the math. We have five teams in the American League have a winning record. Jen, how many teams in the American League are going to make the playoffs?
What is it? Eight?
It's not eight, but
it's
it 20? Is six.
That's
and
six.
That is more than five. So basically, baseball asked for this. Here we are. You know, it's just it's the most mediocre version of the American League that we probably have ever seen. And this is the result. I mean, we knew this would happen. We didn't know when. But here's the problem with it. You know, if this happened in the NFL, the Chiefs or the Rams would just slaughter that team with a losing record. This is baseball. I mean, just imagine, say the Mariners make it, okay, and the Yankees have to go play the Mariners with Logan Gilbert and Brian Wu, and they just dominate that Yankee lineup, and the Yankees could lose to a team like that. Even the White Sox could lose to a team like that. Mike, I know
the
you don't
White Sox can't
that.
Lose to anybody.
Apparently.
They're five. Yeah. They're five and a half games up now, Jason. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, they're going to win the division. They're going to go from 100 losses to winning the division. I have one more question about this thing, though. Wasn't it worse when the 103 game-winning Giants didn't make the playoffs in the last season before wild cards than this? I think that was worse.
No, because I hate the Giants.
That's the right.
So
that's a good answer.
Great. I was happy.
All right, good answer.
Sorry.
All right, sure.
You know what I like from you today? You contributed a term that I enjoy, medical bonus points for Tommy yeah. John and the Hall of Fame. I have said this, and I think you would agree. There are people in society we don't talk enough about. I contend that every single grade school kid should have to spend one day learning about Jim Abbott.
Yes.
We learn about wars. We learn about important people in history. I want them to sit down and say, son, this is a man who pitched a no-hitter with one hand. If you want to talk about medical bonus points, there you go.
Yes.
Boy, you think? Is one day enough? Here's how you could do
Jim
it.
Jim Abbott week.
Yeah.
Jim Abbott is not just a baseball story. He's like a movie.
Yeah.
I think there's a Jim Abbott movie. There's at least a Jim Abbott doc out there somewhere. Everyone in the world should be required to watch it.
See?
Obviously, I haven't watched it because I just was speculating about whether it exists, but at least we should have to watch it.
I think we should do a Jim Abbott Hallmark Christmas movie that combines the spirit of the season and the fact that he's one of the greatest pitching marvels of all time. What do you think? I'll write the screenplay.
A Hallmark Christmas Jim Abbott movie.
Correct.
I love it.
He, you know what? He's just a great guy. He would fit on the Hallmark Channel. So why the heck not?
You know
so
who else should be in that movie?
Be in the movie?
We'll cast the movie. We'll be in the movie. And
why would we be in it?
Why not?
Why not? We're extra. You're okay. You're Jason Stark. You're in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
He just comes across you in this small town that he's marooned in at Christmas time, right? And the innkeeper is Jim Thome, right? We could just have all the good guys in baseball star in this movie.
What am I going to do? He's just going to run into me in the lobby?
Yeah, you're there for
the
a weekend rendezvous.
No, at the urinal.
Oh, my God.
At the inn, right. You and Diana Rossini just checked out
no,
of the room together.
Stop it.
Yeah, this was a really beautiful thing that you conjured up.
I know.
Then.
I know. We have to turn it into smut.
Stand up yourself.
Thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you next
week.
Love
you, Jason.
Enjoyed it. Thanks.
Jason's beef with our guy Jason Stark on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. He'd never do that. He's a good clean boy.
He is a good clean boy.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's causing some holdup on southbound 270 on the east outer belt at Main Street. And we've got a couple minute delay on northbound 315 between 670 and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Play this summer takes you back to some of the greatest comebacks in Ohio State football history.
A JT Barrett comeback special. It's Ohio State and Penn State from 2017.
Hear Buckeye replay this Saturday at 4 p.m. on The Fan. The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Jen, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday, Beamer.
The basement dry out for you?
Yeah, it's all good now. It's fine.
Power's on.
Power's on. Fan's still running, though. Just in case.
Fan's still running.
I have like a big industrial fan, because this has happened before in the past, and I've just still got it on just in case it's not completely dry or our basement decides to flood again. So it's still just constantly running.
You want to have you want to get the mold down there. That's mold's right, bad. Yeah.
Mold
is very bad.
Mess
bad.
You up.
Sure will.
No,
you got to say about that, Mike?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Back to you, Beam.
How about that game this weekend, huh?
Which game?
Which game? Whichever one you guys want to comment on.
All of them.
When does the Premier League season start? Pretty soon,
this weekend,
right?
Friday.
Wow, it's so fast.
You're a big Man U fan. Mm-hmm. What do you think this year?
I think they'll be all right. Try to chase for a title. I think they'll be top four, though, in my best guess. But we'll see what happens. I think it's Arsenal and Man City are the two best teams in the league. Liverpool are kind of rebuilding a little bit. New manager. United, hopefully, full first year under Michael Carrick, can do something.
What about Everton?
They'll be better than what they've been in years past.
Okay, that's good.
Building a brand new shiny stadium
last year.
Looks awesome.
What do you think about that?
What?
Just the new. Everything's new.
I don't like
all
it.
The stadiums are new.
Did you see the rendering of the Brown Stadium that came out today?
Yes,
see pictures of that?
I did. Everything is very futuristic looking. And I guess at some point you just look around and say, well, I guess we're in it. This is the future.
We are. We're living it.
Thought we'd have flying cars, but we're pretty much in everything else.
$5 billion stadiums. That's where we're at.
It is amazing to me that I was watching CNBC this morning. They're talking about security for some of these AI companies and stuff like that, and how, you know,
flock cameras.
They're very nervous that the bad people in the world are going to get their hands on the AI technology that we all use for, like, you know, who is the lead singer of Megadeth, you know, whatever.
Are we not worried about them just having control of AI already?
We're concerned about a bunch of things. Yeah, we're concerned about AI being self-aware and killing all of us because they deem us unnecessary or, you know, villains to them. Also, just the terrorists of the world, instead of dropping a bomb, they have their own, like, geek squad. That
terrorist geek squad
can figure like can Osama's in the cave.
That can show up at your house at any point.
Exactly, a little van.
That food delivery robot is just going to blow up
and take us out with all that. It's amazing that we're at this point in life. However, we still have not figured out like a cure for the common cold, baldness.
What to do when stoplights are out.
Right.
Nobody can figure that out.
We've gotten so far, and yet we haven't really gotten as far as I thought we would get at this point in our lives.
Getting too far in the wrong places.
Right.
You know, not the common sense far. It's always book smart against street smart.
Yeah.
We need to get further in our street smarts, not our book smart. Like one of my best friends growing up, unbelievably smart guy. We lived together for a year in college, and I'm telling you, he's the dumbest person I've ever met in my life. His gray A pluses on everything, like 4.0 GPA. He went to make mac and cheese one time, and he's like reading the instructions, and he's measuring out the water to boil the noodles in. And I'm like, dude, just fill up the pot and boil it. You don't need to measure
it. Four quarts.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. Just fill it up. Like, what are you doing? Use your use that big brain of yours.
You know who else would do that? My wife.
Oh.
First time I just started dating my wife. She's going to kill me for telling this story, by the way. This is 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. And she had just graduated from college. She had a graduation party. And when you go to have a graduation party, relatives come and they give you a check.
Yeah.
Right? And she had all these checks from the graduation party. And at that point, I just wanted to do anything with her. She's like, well, you want to come with me to the bank?
Yeah. I'm like, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I was still in that phase where it's like, I want to be with this woman all the time. Now, if she told me you want to come to the bank, I'd pretend like I was deaf, didn't hear her, and fall asleep on the couch. But at this point, I wanted to do everything. So, yes, let's go to the bank. So she pulls into the bank, and I said, oh, you don't want to use the teller window? She goes, I don't know how to use that. I was like, okay, we'll just walk in the bank then. We'll just walk in the bank and go up to a teller and, you know, hand them whatever you need to hand them, and then we'll be on our merry way. She walks up to the teller, and she says, excuse me, I need to deposit these checks. And she just throws like a bunch of checks down on the counter, and the teller says, well, did you count them? Do you know how much that you have here? And she goes, I don't know, thousands.
Well, there's a little form. Yeah,
there's a little form
you fill out with the total amount.
Did you sign the backs of them too?
No.
You gotta sign them. You gotta fill out the form. Tell them your account number, right? And then actually count the money yourself. I know that's very difficult. The college graduate to count the money.
Math tough.
It's gonna go in your account, but she's like. And now I tell her that story, and she's embarrassed that she was ever that stupid.
I was that teller.
You remember it?
I really was a teller. I was that teller. I was that teller.
Did you have a lot of stupid people come in, like my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wife is not stupid. I'd like to take some money out of my account.
Ma'am, you don't have an account here.
I thought any bank would work.
You walk in with, you know, Ziploc bags full of coins. Can I deposit this? No, but you can roll them. Here's some rolls. There you go.
You don't have one of those machines like they have at the grocery store that just counts them for you?
No. The grocery store had them. They could go there.
Why did the bank not have them?
We just didn't.
Remember Coinstar? Oh, God. What a great business idea to take 10% off of your money.
Yeah, so we gave
them
rolls.
They're like the J.G. Wentworth of machines.
877 coin now.
What's coming up on the Buckeyes show tonight?
Guys, coming up tonight, 2 full hours, Austin Ward is hanging out with me. He was over at the Woody on Saturday. Ryan Day had a little bit of a press conference, so we'll go over that. All kinds of good stuff. Buckeyes number one in the AP poll. And also, one team missed the AP poll for the first time in 15 years.
Buckeyes show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Jen, Beamer, you like the Indiana Jones?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. Sorry, Ted.
Teddy, you like the Indiana Jones?
I like the first three.
I love it.
I know you do. Harrison Ford has announced that they're building a new ride at Disney's Animal Kingdom, and he will portray Indiana Jones in the new ride.
Why is it at the Animal Kingdom?
Because that's where they had space to build the ride. I don't know.
Are animals heavily featured in that movie?
Maybe.
Snakes. Yeah, I know snakes? He's afraid of snakes.
And so he's gonna do the voice. He's going to do all that. So animatronic Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, is coming soon.
Just don't put him in an airplane.
To Disney's. That's actually the ride. You're flying. He's the pilot in the plane.
Right on the freeway.
Crashes, but you live.
I guess.
He's in his 80s.
I'm sure noted Disney adult Austin Ward will be very jacked up to learn that.
All right, Buckeye Show is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute holdup on westbound 670 from 315 to I-70. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt going from 161 to 71. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.